I wanted to because I understand Leonard's concern. I mean, I don't share it, but I understand. Mm-hmm. Again, it is coming from left field. As a staff representative on the board, and I can't speak for the others, but we'll talk. To the extent that there's a problem, I wasn't aware that there was a problem. Put in terms of stonewall. Whatever the problem is, I didn't know it existed. And so one of the things I'll be happy to do is to talk with the management of the station, their staff, that are responsible for the budget, and see what they have to say about it and how we can get past either the reality of Stonewall or the perception of Stonewall. Either way, get past it and make sure that this board gets what it needs from. I mean, I'll make it my business to try to do that.
Jim, that is a tremendous offer, and we appreciate that. And that's the spirit of what we're looking for now. That's why we have staff representatives on the board, is to help lead that. And I'm afraid you were next, and now Rodrigo.
John,
you have a question or a statement?
Well, a couple of things. Thanks, Chris.
And also, John is currently our treasurer.
Yeah. You know, for the new people here, Fred just said, John, why don't you run? And Fred was my competition when we ran the first time. And then after he was in there for about five or six months, he quit. And I did it for the next 5 or 6 months. And now I'm quitting. And so,
quitters.
Yeah. So you can see we're not competing aggressively for the same office. We have a collegial spirit here. And thank you for that support and that encouragement. With regard to the stonewalling, you might have read the KPFK website for the new solar array. That's about a $40,000 item. And board policy is that nothing above $5,000 can be spent unless it's in the budget or unless they come and get board approval. But somehow they signed a contract for $40,000 to $50,000 for a solar array without ever coming to the board and asking us to approve it. Mm-hmm. And so that's an example of stonewalling. Now, I found out about it because the people at the station told me about it, and I told the board about it, and I said, they're going to tell us. You know, I asked them, and they said, they're going to tell us when they're ready. But they didn't get ready. They just invited Begley to come down and have a celebration party. So whether you call that stonewalling or being forgetful, I don't know, but...
Go ahead, finish up.
Yeah, so this is an example of the... thing that's poor communication that could be characterized as stonewalling. That's one. Now, with regard to the factionalism sort of thing here, I did not feel factional division with regard to me as the treasurer. I didn't feel that that one faction was supporting me and another faction was opposing me.
Yeah.
I don't have as a treasurer, I don't have a single complaint about factionalism.
And I just don't want to address this board as factions, if it's not factions.
No.
But just be aware of that's the mindset I have.
Okay, but the thing has been the comment's been made, and so unless we have an elephant in the room that no one can talk about, I'm just going to say that this treasurer did not feel victimized by the factualism that some people think might exist and others don't want to talk about. But the fact is, I didn't actually get around to actually counting votes and trying to do something, but if anything, my impression is that there was more support from the other faction than from my own faction. So I really don't have a problem with factionalism. The problem is this, the management is ignoring this board, and we are, in my view, need to do something important or else it's not worth doing.
Thank you. I have a list of names. I have Rodrigo and Ken and Terry. And I'll add Michael. And for just a brief moment, maybe we can set some clarity on this. We have Jennifer Kaiser, who's the Assistant General Manager of KPFK. Thank you very much, first of all, for being here.
You're very welcome.
Again, one of the goals of this board is inclusion of information. One of the things that we faced in the last year was we would gather a lot of information, but it would be out of context. There wouldn't be any rebuttal. There would be no opportunity to really shed light from all angles on it. And I just want to give Jennifer just a brief moment to, if you can shed light on the station maybe spending $30,000, as John says, on a solar array without coming to the board.
Well, it hasn't been spent. It's a contract, it's a 3-month period that we have to raise funds for that project. we don't raise it for employees to get out of the contract. That was built into the contract to give us an opportunity to try for this because we have financial incentives right now that we can get to help offset the cost. If we raise the money for it, then we can build it. It's an exciting project. It's something that a lot of people can get behind, that a lot of people are behind. They think it's very forward thinking, and that's why we're moving forward on it, because we have an opportunity right now that we won't have in the future. But we can get out of it if we don't raise the money.
I don't want to put you on the spot. I just want to offer you the opportunity to revise, and so we won't open a broader dialogue right now if you're not prepared. I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I will say if you'd like to say any invitation to prospective contestants for treasurer, if you have a word, you're welcome to. If not, that's perfectly fine.
Well, I can say that in this last year, remember, we've been in an interim situation at the station. I'm interim, Bob is interim, Alan is interim, and we've been in that state for over a year. So when Bob agreed to assume that position, he said, I can't deal with the board, I'm chief engineer, I can do the interim general manager job, I'll make sure I look at the budget, I'll make sure I do my fiduciary responsibility, but I have to be chief engineer as well. So he never signed up for the board duty. Now, we never expected the process of hiring a GM to go on over a year. You know, we expected to have him not out of that position within 6 months. You know, 6 months was the longest period, and now it's been over a year. So I agree. I think there should have been more contact with the board, with our management staff, that what was the expectation of the management staff to do that in this last year. And we're all looking forward to having a new permanent GM, so that can resume, that relationship can resume.
And it is the board's responsibility to find a new GM, which we've had a general manager search committee for quite some time, which is coming to fruition hopefully very soon.
And we've managed everything up.
So we're moving ahead on that. So that's good news for management. I understand that we'll be able to cement some people and create some. Thank you very much for
And I just want to add that too, that we should have a way to where we present the state of the station in a formal fashion to the board. That's got to be coming. That'll probably be in January. Probably coincide with the presentation and introduction of the new GM. Seems like that would make sense. And at that time, then you can go into detail about everything.
Thank you very much.
Sarah. Thank you, Joseph.
Rodrigo, your hand was up next.
Yeah, I would like to suggest, you know, to the children to explain a little bit from commenting too much on the same issue. I'm kind of talking, you know, as to move. And I like, you know, water, it starts in the step. Water. I said that I would like to suggest to the chair to refrain, talking too much about the same issue and trying to help us this, or to help this LSD to move on with the election of the treasurer. If there's nobody else, then let's move ahead with the treasurer. It's going to be. This is a debate. We always have debate in this LSD. I think that's good. It's the debate of ideas that we have right here. It's not factionalism. You know, yeah, we represent different backgrounds, different interests, and that's good. You know, that's what KPFK is actually. So it's not only, you know, the finance committee, it's all committees that are left out, you know, from this management. That's what we felt, and that's what we are here right now, trying to fix that. So our move that we start the discussion, and we just go ahead. If there is another people who's been appointed or, you know, nominated as treasurer, so they, if not, then we just move and elect, you know, Kaufman.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Yeah,
let's elect the treasurer. Do you have an important point?
On the topic of the officer's election, board needs to know that only the president and vice president must be LSD members. Any local member of the foundation may be nominated for secretary or treasurer.
Yeah. And do we have a mechanism at hand to verify if someone here wants to run and they're a member?
No.
If they're elected, then after the election, they can decline if they wish, or they will be disqualified if they're not a member.
Okay.
But no one's being held at all.
I was up back before people asked for the vote, and I'd appreciate a chance to say a couple of words. I think the discussion makes it clear to me that the question of how the management relates to the board should be a criterion of evaluation for the management and for the search committee, that we need to put out very clearly up front ahead of time in the job description of the manager that we're searching for is that someone is going to work collaboratively with the board and transparently, specifically around the question of finances. I think that is where the rubber meets the road. And so I'm hoping that at some point we will get a report from the search committee so that we can understand what the evaluation criteria are, what kind of questions would be asked of candidates, and how the decision would be made about that, because I think it's critical to them.
Thank you, Michael. So again, the topic is the treasurer. Are there any further nominations? We're ready to close the nominations. And nominations are closed. And I think by default, Kim Coffin, congratulations. I put a lot of time and effort into the finance committee, and thank you very much for your hard work, and thanks for stepping up to be treasurer. This would be fantastic. So my understanding is the fourth office of secretary.
Because in my thanking people, I neglected to thank a longtime board member, Reza Poor, who has worked with this board for 4 years, and I want to acknowledge it with my cultural oversight. Americans think of the present and they forget the past, and I'm so sorry. And also Sherna and great parents. And LSD did its inception, Israel Boyer. And anybody else that I left out, please come talk to me later. Yeah, I'll get other
announcements. Thank you very much. So we are calling for nominees for the office of secretary for the board. Michael?
I would like to nominate Jim Lafferty for board secretary.
Speak louder, please.
I would like to nominate Jim Lafferty for board secretary.
And thanks. It's just, we'll bring it up. So we've got Jim Lafferty nominated. Looking for additional nominations for secretary. Kim,
I'd like to nominate John Gary.
John Gary.
I wanted to ask a question.
We're accepting nominations. Any further nominations for the office of secretary? And everybody that's been nominated, I have Jim Lafferty, John Garrett, and Doug Barnett. Has anybody declined, firstly? Very good. So we've got three names, and you have a question, Ken?
We're done with nominations.
Any further nominations for the office secretary? Nominations are closed.
Okay, my question is, I've acted as secretary on various committees, and it is essential to do the minutes and immediately email them and post them electronically so that all participants of the committee and all other interested parties can get the minutes to see what was passed and who attended and how the votes occurred. So in terms of the nominees, I want to know if they have the resources, time, and capability to record the minutes and distribute them electronically within 24 hours of the event.
Well, that's
my question. Now, I do it within 2 hours. You're keeping the minutes electronically on your computer during the meeting. There's no sweat in posting them and distributing. But I've done it. I wouldn't say it can't be done. I wouldn't say it can be done unless I had done it. I do it all the time on two committees that I'm the secretary of. So I'm just asking the different nominees to address and apprise us of their cyber skills.
And this raises a question of process.
Yeah.
And you're implying that the secretary, whoever that might be, would, within 24 hours, automatically email to every member of the board the minutes that they see fit. Now, these are unapproved minutes. I would say.
Yes, but in order for them to be approved at the following meeting, it's called, it's in consider, I forget what it's called. If the minutes are distributed, then in the next meeting you can say, does everybody got them, you approve them, rather than taking up board time.
Very good.
It's ridiculous to hand them out at a board meeting and then expect people to approve them. They have to be distributed immediately so that the board members can review them, and then you can send back emails and say, oh, you got this name wrong or something. So that, I'm asking for 24 hours. I'm not, you know, so
that gives you a month to read them and review them at your leisure.
And send back corrections and so forth.
And when the corrections go by.
Yeah, and I forgot what the Robert's rule term is, but the next meeting, then the minutes are passed. In concert or
amended.
There's a word
for it.
There's a word where you give a report to people in sense. You don't have to present the report.
You may rank multiple candidates.
Yes.
In which, by placing a number to the left of the name, in which case if your first choice loses, your second choice will get the vote.
That's single transferable voting again.
So could I get some input from the candidate?
Well, then before you ask that question, let me give each of them an opportunity to speak for
sure,
and then you can ask them that question in their time. And in the order of nomination, we'll go Jim Lafferty.
I'd like to say that I couldn't possibly guarantee
that it would be close. Please.
My life is such that I couldn't possibly guarantee that in 24 hours the minutes would be out. And for what it's worth, no new IC that is a necessary qualification for the child.
Well, you don't have to answer this question. You can if you would.
I did. I don't mind. It's a fair question.
This is your opportunity to speak to the entire board.
I don't
think
it's a fair qualification for the job.
And this is your opportunity to speak to the entire board and ask for votes. Not just answer.
Well, I'm not asking for votes. I'm trying to do it. It's fine with me if anyone does it. I was willing to do it. I'm not campaigning for
you. No,
that's good. What would you be doing?
Everybody except for fun. Yeah. John Gary, you were nominated
what?
Second.
A week? Less than a week. I'm sure. Okay, then. It's free.
Yes, my name is John Gary. I did serve as a temporary secretary to the previous board once, and I produced minutes which were approved. And I would be able to do a 24-hour turnaround, but doing that, I would not be able to refer to the audio recording, which was previously required of me to double-check my notes against the audio recording or disaster before giving it to the board, but so I couldn't guarantee, you know, 100% accuracy without the audio recording, but I could contribute electronically within that frame of that more required.
Can you say you've done it before? Done a job before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yes. And I've also served as secretary for the PRLC part.
Can I be more comfortable not doing anything like that?
Thank you. Doug Brennan?
I was secretary of the local advisory board from 2000 to 2003. And I've been secretary here for 2 years. My reading of the law is that decisions made by the court occur in public, and I've constantly given an electronic copy to the chair. It's his whim of what he does with it, and if certainly if this board had ever said we need it in a week or we need it in 48 hours, I would have been happy to comply. We have over half the minutes in the last few years have never been approved by the court. They're all in electronic copies, and I brought 24 copies minimum for each meeting in paper. I bought my first URL or domains back in 95. My father had computer patents, and I've been on computer on and off for most of the last 30 years. And I'm running about 3 domains right now, and I have about 20 emails. Addresses, and you guys will know too.
Any questions for Doug? And just a reminder, is there a stipend for the position?
Yes, that went through finance just 2.5 years ago, and it's $100 a month, which works out to a couple bucks an hour.
Of course. Of course. Any further comments or questions before we call for a vote?
Yes.
Michael.
Yeah, I appreciate Doug's service, and I wasn't trying to slight him by nominating Jim. It was, my feeling was I thought it would be, although I understand that the bylaws do not require the Secretary of the Treasury to be members of the LSC, I thought it was desirable for the Secretary to be a member of the LSC, because I think it improves the question of accountability and collegiality of the board itself. So that was the thinking behind my nomination. I'm not sure where that goes in terms of discussion. I don't know. I'm more, inclined towards volunteer position, but yeah. The board members don't expect us to be on the board.
John?
Yeah. Public comment before the taking vote.
On a position that someone
Yes, I was just going to say that one of the advantages of having someone who is not a member of the board serve as either secretary or treasurer is that, especially secretary, it's hard for someone to be involved in the decisions being made and also taking notes. And that's, Ken Aaron did a great job of taking notes at the meeting, but noted that it was difficult to participate. And so that would be the reason I think that we want to have people who are non-board members, especially at secretaries.
Summer?
I would tend to agree with that. I think it's very hard. I mean, I've been secretarial on national technology. You're paying very close attention, but it's almost impossible to think in your own mind what you want to do next on a motion that's pending, because you want to make sure you write down everything that people are saying. And as to that, I agree it's nice to get the notes fairly shortly after the meeting. I don't think it needs to be 24 hours, but I don't think it's really necessary to review audio tape to compare notes. If you take good notes, you should be able to produce minutes and only check the audio if there's a discrepancy or you're not sure or you missed something. At least that's my opinion on most secretarial type things. You're supposed to take good minutes in the meeting. So.
And Jim?
I just had a question. Is the culture of this board to take minutes about what everybody said at the meeting?
Yeah, no. In terms of actions, if you have to pay attention, get
motions.
No, motions, amended motion, counter motion, set up.
I have a question. If we go into closed session, it does permit it to go on.
My understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Richard, is that only members of the LSD are permitted into executive session.
Correct.
And that would mean that some member of the board would then take minutes to that board.
That's right.
Michael?
Is this meeting being audited?
Understood that generally Terry comes and brings a recorder and records the meetings and posts them online for us to review in the future, and it's a public meeting.
Yeah,
it's
24 hours, so.
Are there any further comments from the board on this election of secretary? Now, Jim, have you withdrawn? Please take your name off the board to avoid any further confusion.
I just wanted to clarify one thing. Yeah, that's true. Non-board members, including myself, can't go into closed session. You can only if you're asked in, because I was asked in one time, like the first time by the board, to make a presentation, because the board wanted to know about certain things that it's not. So if the secretary could go in that capacity, it's an issue about the minutes, they could come in and make a presentation, because we need to function as secretary.
I call the question, let's stay on the agenda. We're electing a secretary.
So, Terry,
yeah,
I would call the question, and if you could just clarify the instruction, my understanding is that you can vote for up to two, and you can put a one in the
chat. Right in, they're also legal.
Okay. So we can either just mark a name, or we can bring up one.
If there's only one mark, it's okay, I can count it as one.
So we'll call for everybody to mark one of the two names. You'll have to write in on the bottom where it says write in if you're voting for, I guess we have to write a name. Neither one of them is a board member, so
on the yellow paper, right?
Yes.
You said to like allow the public to make commentary before votes are taken.
Is that what they said? So everybody has written one name on their thing. Anybody need more time?
I have a question. Most of this agenda is only going to be elections, and you're not allowing listener members to make comments.
Here's the plan. We need to elect officers first and foremost, or we can't do anything. Mm-hmm. Once the officers are in place, our first order of business is to decide upon an agenda. We will have remaining time up until 10 p.m. when the meeting is originally scheduled.
Okay.
So we'll have enough time to conduct business. Within that time, we'll determine how much time we need for listener comment. Everybody got their ballot in? Looks like we're good to go. So we'll find out who the secretary is in a little bit.
Are you entertaining items on the agenda, including the public speech? I'd like us to just make a recommendation that we try to schedule the next meeting and even consider a regular scheduling of the LSB meeting. But at least let's not leave tonight without scheduling the next meeting.
When we propose an agenda, I'm going to say that the first thing on the agenda is to propose the next meeting date.
Okay, great. That's all.
My experience on my labor union and other boards that I've sat on three or four boards now, is that future meetings should be decided first. You deal with your minutes, the agenda, future meetings, and then you can dig into the meat of the matter. And that way, those important things are out of the way. Yes, Jim?
I don't know if I would feel free to survive.
Common sense.
The only time I spent before this board was when I was interim general manager, and I must tell you, it's operating tonight a lot more pleasantly than it was on that occasion. But the one thing I have noticed, which is contrary to what normally happens with meetings I'm at, is that while people may raise their hand, they speak out at the same time they raise their hand to get your attention. And that's okay with me. I can go plug it on with anybody if I want to, shouting out. But I'd like to know what the rules are. If the rules are whoever shouts out in your third person, you'll hear a lot from me. If the rule is you raise your hand and don't say a damn word until you're called on, I promise to do that. I would just like it to be the same rule for everyone, including the chair, including anybody who's speaking. That hasn't been true tonight, and it's clear.
Thank you, Jim. And I will speak to that the moment we have our agenda set, and I ask for some time for myself and the new chair to bring the board together, and I will speak to that exactly. Michael?
I would like to move that we take some time for listener comments right now while the votes are being tallied.
How much time do you propose?
10 minutes.
Is there a second on that?
Second.
Sounds like it passes pretty much unanimously. Anyone opposed to that? I'll give you a chance to speak out.
So Paul, 10 minutes. Can amend that with a limit to each speaker.
Okay.
Of like 90 seconds, which is the tradition here.
90 or 60?
90 seconds. 60.
You're creating a new tradition on it. So we'll say 10 minutes. Okay, 49. So we'll take it to 59. We've got about an hour for our meeting. So we'll offer listener comments, and I'll just take hands left to right first, and we'll have about a minute. Sharon Aglaki.
I want to go, Sean, at this point, and Jennifer, we appreciate what you're doing in this rest of the year. But there was a policy about approval of expenditures over certain amounts, that's a long-standing policy, and there's also a policy about getting bids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how a management, innocent or not, can proceed to violate what is standing rule. I mean, you are not free agents. The board is supposed to be have oversight of the station and the budget and the way the money is spent. And it is outrageous that that was done. There were a lot of objections for various reasons. No one raised that particular objection. I'm really sorry that John and some of the people who've been in these positions before were not aware of what was going on and did not raise that. But management has violated LSB policy.
Going ahead and not trading. It really needs to be withdrawn. Mr. Dresser, we have raised the triple bidding issue multiple times with management, so just we didn't raise it here tonight, but it's been raised on multiple occasions. We've raised the triple bidding issue on multiple occasions. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad you helped.
Well, I was called manager for two. I have the same name as Mr. Eisenberg. Well, it's a little different. So I want to address other procedural things that the station is not following that they're supposed to follow. Jennifer, you wrote me back about the PRI program, Smiley and West, with incorrect information. And then Alan wrote to the whole reply all this. His reasons for making that decision. Well, he doesn't get to make decisions unilaterally. What is this? We have a program oversight committee. We have while we don't have direct control, we have an engineer, station manager. We have you, who I think is kowtowing to Alan Minsky, and Alan Minsky, as an interim program director, has been changing the Spanish language program and other programs left and right over the last year or year and a half. What right does he have to do that as an interim person?
And would you mention thank you? Is he on, Frank?
Yeah, he is.
I was moved today by Jennifer that a decision we made collectively to have a town hall forum that was presented to the local station board, that the program oversight committee, the outreach committee, the union of unpaid programmers, unpaid staff, which includes everybody, had agreed upon, and then I was told by Jennifer today that in fact the local station board was co-chair did not agree upon. Correct? So I need to get some clarity because we thought, I'll pass out a copy to everybody, we have a program with the former Congressman Cynthia McKinney and Miguel Taker Chavez on the question of disintegration in the face of economic crisis and the rise of radical right. And so we've been organizing every study meeting, organizing this program, the outreach program, a program that is consciousness about not only what's happening in terms of the radical right, the two excellent speakers, but also to deal with the philosophy and mission case, okay? Also, that's why that plan is not approved by the local safety board, though I was told by board members it was approved, and as I understand it, the co-chair is the one who told me it wasn't approved. So I don't know which extent the body is collectively, and Rodrigo has been our lead because he's the chair of our collective put together this program, which by the way fulfills the requirement for a local station board to have two town hall meetings a year. And the next year, that we did try to facilitate that result, raise a wrong contradiction given the radical right to power of the Tea Party. So we need to get some clarity in this because the press releases are out, 2,000 leaders are out, emails are out, but also that's why today we're cut from the bottom because there's an ambiguity about whether the local station board is a supporting of this project.
And Dina, thank you. I let you go a little bit longer, Greg, but it's an important issue we do need to raise today. Rachel, you had your hand up, and perhaps you can answer CDOT's question.
Yeah, one thing, you know, dealing with the management and board is not one way. It's two ways. I want to ask some of the old members, how many times you have been at the station? How many times you've been there during the fundraiser? Yeah, we could sit down and talk and talk. How many times have this committee on every month having a program you would participate in? Yeah, we could, you know, sit down and criticize management. What have you been, you know, been at the station and helping Terry Dry? You know, it was this guy that all the time he was sitting and answering the phone has been carried on. But none of you. This outreach committee, program oversight committee, is part of the LSE and management. This is, you know, we have to be a little bit considerate that, hey, it's our station, it's not just management, it's the board too, right? And another thing, you know, anytime we pass a motion that KPSK outreach committee has any program, the station is going to announce it.
Thank you very much, Razor. Are there further listening comments? We'll give you an opportunity.
Okay,
just a moment.
Yeah, I'm not competing in favor of the town hall. The arrangements have been made with SEIU 721, which is a labor union, and I think that's one of the things that has to be lacking at KPSK. Even the visibility of it of the station union is not, as far as I'm concerned, to be stronger. In the light of that, and the union being activated by law in this town hall, I think it's imperative that you support this event.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Point of clarification.
Point of clarification.
Yeah, of the meeting that we have at the library on Santa Monica, myself presented this event, this town hall, before all of you. And there was no opposition, nobody said no. And at the minutes should be there. I haven't seen the minutes actually. And the only thing there was a
motion. We'll give you a chance to respond, Israel?
Yeah, two or three points. One is, I don't know if anybody else, or I didn't hear anything out of this meeting. Again, the bottom line, I'll say that national PMD meeting and local board meeting should be announced over the air. I'm not pointing the finger at any one person. I'm saying the process of notification, communication, the follow-up has been very poor for a long time before even people who are here were here. This needs to be rectified. Very simply, that every meeting should be announced, and I would suggest not just that there's a meeting, who wants to go to the meeting, but some motivation that something of importance may be happening that you can have a part in. That would motivate people, and I also would enrich the discussion here. So I urge you to take this up later in some motion and deal with the down the chain of command that just gets done in the meeting. Secondly, when you do your agenda a while ago, I hope you'll ask some of the audience. I have a number of items I want to put on the agenda. Even if you don't get to it tonight, which is unrealistic, but we would, they'll be on the agenda to follow up at a later meeting, so we don't have to lose things in the process. And thirdly, finally, on the town hall thing, I think it should be done so that anybody can do a town hall, but in bylaws, say a town hall, but it should be for Pacifica, KPSK listeners, to deal with our own issues and concerns. And that should require the approval of the LSB. The fact that you want to ask is fine. That's diminutive because the LSB hasn't done it. But that's not the way to do it. It got to be clarified without any argument. Simply go through a process through the whole board and stay on it, and we do it at least twice or more a year to deal with our own issues, not issues of the rest of the world, which we can do in other forums.
Thank you, Israel. Any further listener comments? Thank you very much.
My name is Nancy. I'm from the Brown Lab.
Much louder.
Much louder.
See,
my name is
Nancy. A lot of old men here.
My name is Nancy. I'm from the Brown Lab Information Party. I just wanted to support these Kamasi's radio show. I think that I'm just kind of, you know, jumping into the meeting, but hearing what's going on, that to me, that sounds really ridiculous how a program could have so much, so much advertising and all this, and then ultimately it's pulled from the bottom without any, like, real estate or what. I just wanted to, like, you know, set up support his show, and I don't think that should happen. But people should take that into consideration. You guys can support and make these decisions. I'm sitting down and listening.
One last word around, there's still a little time left in case we have other listener comments. Anyone notice anyone I'm missing? More people behind me?
Well,
we have the tally in the vote for our secretary. and it looks like Doug had 8 votes, congratulations, and John got 12, a little bigger congratulations, but it looks like John Gary could be our secretary. At some point, we will need to just confirm what the sort of standards and practices are for your task, John. Verify the payment, of course, I'd be excited about that, and the process by which you put minutes into a digital form and where they go and how. So we'll work that out between now and the next meeting, and I'll be in contact with you directly. And then, you have a question?
Yeah, my first meeting was about 12
to 9? 12 to 8. He's so accurate.
Question?
Question, John.
Does that mean that Doug is the alternate secretary and backup? The first alternate.
I'll tell you what, John, if you're ever not available and can't make a meeting, it's a great idea to have a backup. And Doug, you know the job inside and out. So if you're willing to be the backup, if you're here.
Well, yeah,
there's
no question. I'm in 2 years.
Well,
everyone nice to John. I've
heard a few things. Well, and so thank you very much for your help. Appreciate it.
Okay.
And now, officially, a member of the public.
Well, I can just
keep
going.
Please.
Thank you very much, John.
Can I take one? Okay, we're just a personal emergency. Alex is going to take off right now. And thank you very much.
Oh. Can we have any public comment for 1 minute?
Yeah.
Well, since you're now a member of the public and we haven't even reached our threshold, you get a minute.
When Ed Bagley was running a little shop on Vineland, putting goofy electric motors, surplus electric motors into other people's cars. I was building a factory to build electric limousines about a mile away. I didn't have anything to do with that thing because I consider them a goofy in the ultimate power business. I don't think that it'll be less than 5 years before our 35,000 or 30%, which is 30% of 45K, whatever that works out to, 15K solar system will repay global warming it takes to make concrete post stuff in less than 5 years. And let's go on and on. After a good 7 to 8 years of working out multiple attacks of how to improve our global footprint at the station by eliminating freon exhausting into the stratosphere and all that, it irritates me as a member of the finance committee for 5 of those years to have never been consulted with this showpiece that we've decided to do with the station.
And then we're in about a minute. So thank you very much.
Okay.
I know what I'm going to do.
Well,
thank you.
Can we move forward and set the agenda for the rest of the meeting?
Well, I would like to address some of these issues about this town hall now or later.
Okay, here's our opportunity to set an agenda where you can propose to have that on the agenda where we can discuss it.
Say tonight.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. I agree with
you. So the very first thing, we don't have minutes to approve, so we'll move on with that. Yes, Jim?
So we're open now that is on the agenda.
And you've been passed to him.
I'd like to
put 2 items on the agenda. One is the resistance deliberation workshop that we just heard about from Vita, and the other is the status of the search for the new general manager.
I'm gonna write that down.
That is
just I have it right in front of me.
I see DC.
I have
the one point
on it. Hold on.
I don't know that there's something to report to the public on the GM search. I'll have the report in the executive session that goes to the board.
Jim?
The point of information stuff, you know, we really got to get a hold of, too. We're in the process of preparing it.
I'm objecting to it. There we go. I object.
I'm proposing it for the agenda.
Thank you. And Ken?
Add to the agenda scheduling the next meeting or a series of meetings.
That'll be our first order of business, I assure you.
Unless things have changed since I was on the board, this is the meeting where we also take nominations for the P&B director.
Next month.
No.
You have till December 31st to nominate.
I
disagree.
That's not the bottom.
Why is everybody showing you? Okay.
And again,
that's
the way
it's going to work.
So I
hold it.
Nominations for the community, and I will strike the bylaws.
Yeah, if you could just type the bylaws and find out what that is, that'll nail it down for us. Any other questions or statements? Summer?
This came up under discussion on the P&B like 2-3 weeks ago, that people had to have their January meetings in the first week of January in order to have their P&B members elected before January 21st, because we were discussing the scheduling of the meeting at the end of January, because then you can't buy a plane ticket 30 days in advance. So I believe, please double check with that, I believe it's this, the next meeting that they were supposed to
nominate.
The nominations is what you're talking about, and I'm not the voting. I agree with that, but they were done by internet last time. So that people sent them to the chair of the nomination.
Thank you. And just because it's going to be more functional if we're not in a conversational style, present and then ask you to go through the chair just to make it simpler. And try to avoid, especially this meeting, maybe the next couple meetings, abbreviations, because there's a lot of members that may not know what CMB means, because I love PD&J, and now you're hungry.
Pacific National Board.
Yeah.
I'd like to add to the agenda consideration of the immigration clinic, for which I have some groundwork.
Keep in mind, I have less than an hour. Excellent. Rodrigo, you had your hand up?
Yeah, just a report from the
report from the program oversight committee?
Yeah.
And is that from you?
From
the program oversight committee? Who would you're asking? Are you on that committee?
Yes.
Okay, and you're asking that you have the opportunity to give a report?
I just have to give some information about it.
Okay, and how long do you estimate that?
Well, it's going to take no more than 5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay. John Crumshaw, how long would you estimate to present for your immigration planning?
Less than 5 minutes.
Thank you, Michael.
I don't know if this is an agenda item or not. When do we put ourselves forward for LSD committee?
We're going to do that in January.
In January.
We'll handle that business in January. Further suggestions for our agenda? One thing I want to do is I'm going to take just a couple minutes.
Actually, I think the local committee gets that tonight. Governance. Because that means there are no meetings.
Do you remember how long it took last time? The whole meeting, and then we almost didn't get it done. We have a little less than an hour. I don't believe it's required. My understanding is that it's not required right now. Even if it were, it would be totally impractical to get it done in an hour.
Okay.
John Wenger?
Report from finance.
Isn't there John Wenger up? There's two
Johns. You
won't
get
one of the other. How long would you estimate for finance?
I mean, we're going to confer and figure it out.
Not 5 minutes.
5 minutes or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you promise 5 minutes?
We're not getting dissertations or reports.
Was there a further agenda item? Okay, what I was going to ask is that I just take a couple of brief moments to give a description of some ground rules that will help us move along as a board and to address some of the last concerns. Also, to talk about future meetings and John. If you guys want to confirm, just do it very, very quietly so we almost don't know you're here. Talk about future meetings, and I also have a proposal for 2 additional meetings. One being an orientation for new board members to say quite a bit. I want to spend a good 3/4 of a day talking about what is the function of a board. What is our fiduciary duty? Why are we here? What are some of Robert's rules that might help us out? A brief history of the station and its functioning, history of the LSB and precedent, history of the motions that have occurred, to get us all on the same page from the beginning. When I started on this board a year ago, I had no institutional knowledge. I knew I loved the station. I knew I wanted to do good. I knew I served on boards. But I didn't know the history of the station, how it operates, or why we're here, what our responsibilities are. So I think it's important that we have an educational meeting, informational orientation for new members and old, and it's going to set a groundwork for all of us to build on. and that will help address much of Jim's righteous concerns of how do we proceed in a manner that, that is fair and everybody gets to speak. I also propose a second meeting where we have relationship building with us and management, and we learn together as a board to work together and open the dialogue. And this is an opportunity to really get past any sense of factionalism. Frankly, everybody at this table, I look everybody in the eye, and the people in the room, we've all came here with one purpose. We all serve the exact same purpose, and that's the benefit that KPFK stays alive. Whatever voice you want to get out there is irrelevant. We need to station the function. So that's where we can focus our energies to say we're in this together. So I propose a meeting where we have an opportunity to do that, to open a dialogue, to work on communications and work on building relationships. And when I say relationships, it's us here at the board, so that we get past understanding quickly. We can open a dialogue. Relationships with management, relationships with staff, relationships with the listeners, so that this board can really become what it was intended to be, a smoothly functioning body that helps the station conduct its business and make it stronger. So this is a great opportunity. I think tonight it's just like mind-blowingly cool. We can start a whole new way of doing business. An LSP that's never functioned this way. There's people that know how to do this, that do this professionally. And so we're going to bring in people that can advise us on those tips and tricks that, that make it happen. So I propose, as part of this agenda, we set the next three meetings, January, February, March, we just set dates. So we start the year off. We can all plan on them well in advance. And add two additional meetings on a weekend day that we can all attend. You know, schedules provided. And I want to have about 4 minutes to the agenda for myself just to establish ground rules for communication. So the items that were brought up were scheduling meetings. We can probably do that. Yes, Michael.
I'd like to, just in response to Israel's comments, public comments, I think at the end of the meeting, we should have the new business item, not to discuss the new business, but to introduce things that people would like to have placed on later agendas.
From the board?
From the board or from the public.
How long do you propose for that?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
I'm sorry, what was the agenda item?
To have 5 minutes at the end of the meeting where people can introduce topics they would like to have on future agendas placed.
Okay. We need one more additional public comment.
Yeah.
You're proposing another 5 minutes, or what do you
think? We're supposed to have half an hour, and we need to extend that. We did 10 minutes. I'm not saying we have to, but we
is that a hard and fast rule? That's what we need to know.
That has always been my impression, that this is a hard and fast rule. This is not because unless people do not choose to use the whole half hour, we're fine.
Okay.
I'm just suggesting that we at least another 10 minutes, and maybe we don't need
to. Let's go to the citation that was mandatory 30 minutes, and it's completely impractical for us to get any business done because we have about 50 minutes left entirely. So I'll entertain if you want to.
10 minutes.
Another
10. And if it's
not, we didn't even extinguish the 10 we had in the first place. 5 minutes of public comment.
And something there, right?
Okay. So if we accommodate all these things, 5, 10, 15, 20, 20, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, with immigration, program oversight, finance report, future agenda items, and public comments, that leaves us 25 minutes to divide amongst scheduled meetings we can do in 5, hopefully. Town hall meeting, we want to discuss this future town hall meeting on the 11th. And a report from the GM search committee, potentially. Are you prepared to give a report?
It's really the issue that there should be a confidential session to the board because, you know, that's...
Okay.
I'm not opposed to it, I just don't.
Okay, please. So that leaves us the town hall meeting. We'll have the remainder of 20 minutes. The suggestion for order of that, maybe we can call it 20 minutes at the town hall. I'll speak for 5. GM search committee, town hall for 20, scheduling meetings for 5. Actually, I'm going to move at the very beginning, schedule meetings. I'm working this out verbally. Scheduling meetings for 5 at first. I'll make a brief comment. 20 minutes town hall meeting discussion on DDoN and RESA, et cetera. 5 minutes for the immigration clinic for John. 5 minutes for the report from the Program Oversight Committee for Rodrigo. Finance report, 5 minutes. Future agenda items, 5 minutes. Public comment, 5 minutes. Do you have a question?
Why are we giving 20 minutes to the town hall when everything else is like 5 to 10 minutes?
Because the remainder of the time available and it's a pretty big topic.
Correct.
And we don't have to use it all.
Okay.
And yes, okay.
Recommended accepting nominations. I mean, you have to have it by December 31st, so unless there's
it is,
something.
Is your expectation that all the committee nominations have to be by the
31st?
Section three, and it says, current delegate, blah, 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 et cetera,
at least 1 year, the delegate for that station. Said nomination shall be given in writing, which means it can be in writing, or it has to also be in writing, to the recording secretary for the radio station local station board by December 31st, prior to the election of directors in January. So my if I motivate why I think it should be, number one, public, I'm a big sticker for transparency and getting as much notice as possible. I mean, I think people can always still submit their nominations, obviously, through the bylaws in writing. I remember Israel didn't do it sometimes. We didn't do it in the December meeting, but most nominations were previously done at the December meeting, so everyone is fully aware of who's going to run in January.
And
I'll speak to that. I'd like us to get the other items on the agenda addressed. The bylaws request that the nominees be put in writing. Half the people on this board are brand new to it, and even if they ran together, we don't know each other that well. There's no point in taking up this meeting's time with declaring a nomination for the PNB, but it has to be put in writing, and it's going to be voted on in January. It doesn't serve any purpose.
Rodrigo?
It also says on letter C, sealing of the station representative director, all newly elected station representative directors shall be here at the meeting of the board of directors held in late January each year. With yourselves, shall come in.
So today is the 1st of December.
Mm-hmm.
We've just met for the first time. We've got 31 days to get names in writing. It doesn't seem like something has to be completed tonight.
It would seem to be something that...
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah, like Rodrigo was referring to, on the national board, they have to be seated by the end of January, which is why they have to be elected here at the beginning of January. But my experience last year was all done through email, and you had to notify the chair and write it through the paper trail. By the 31st, and then... The recording secretary.
Here, I thought that would be also inappropriate.
I'm not opposed to it one way or the other. I'm just saying that is what happened. In fact, people did it by email, and then we debated it at January. So,
well, we're taking so much time. So we're just kind of thinking that we could have started the nominations already.
Well, the nominations will take a really long time. There's a lot of committees. I mean, the last time you said that, we wouldn't be able to complete it because we haven't until the 31st and we haven't announced it. No one else would have a chance to participate.
Yeah.
If it closed it, then that's
it. No, it's not closing. It's opening it up today in order for the listeners to hear who the nominations are for the local station board. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying any committees or anything whatsoever.
Let's
just
be a
member.
Okay.
And
opening it up.
I'll just say the electorate for PNB directors is the LSB board. Those people have to be notified about the nomination. Not the general public. The general public doesn't vote on who is elected to the PNB.
Right.
So LSB votes on that.
Yeah.
Also, there are some members who are not here who might have wanted to run or nominated or be aware, and they should be have time to maybe nominate themselves or whatever. It's not there. People who aren't here.
They were trying to wrap it up.
I guess the other procedural thing is because there's a tendency when our nominations have discussion of those people's qualifications and for people to ask questions, and obviously the people who don't know that it would be happening, so I can't do that. And usually that does happen in January. People say these are all the nominated people, and then there's discussion and they get to present why.
Unless something's really smoking and really not, I think we move forward and we open the nominations. You can be glad, perfectly welcome to offer names to our secretary, and we will close them on the 31st as the bylaws require. Absolutely.
I just want to say, I think it's unfair to people who aren't here who weren't notified before this.
This is opening. This is not closing.
But people get to speak.
No, nobody's Okay. I'll ask that is if anyone wants to run for the PMB and you're on the board, you're seated more than a year, is my understanding, you can go to the secretary, John Hickory, and give him your name, and you have until the 31st. So there's no time limit tonight. You've got 31 days from now. Let's set our watches.
Very good.
Before we move on with this agenda,
I move to close the agenda and start.
Thank you. Is there a fire burning? Thank you very much. We're moving on with the agenda.
Point of growth in toilet.
It's precedent. I
figured if it was set up to a point of order. If you use the managerial, make sure it shuts down so it will continue to pour water and wiggle it.
I suggest we schedule the next three meetings. We'll start with January. I would love to target the 15th, and the reason for that is if we do an orientation meeting around the 8th, the weekend of the 8th would give us a week in advance of our next meeting to have gone through the orientation. Summer first.
As much as I loathe meetings at the beginning of January, which I do because I love that we do all this at the holidays, we have to do it the first week of January. Based on fiscal requirements, because you can't book airline travel, and even though none of us want to be broke and actually fly planes, you got to book travel 3 weeks in advance of the PMB meeting. The PMB meeting is at the end of January, and they've asked all of us, PMB directors, to get all of our local boards at all the stations to have the first meeting the first week of January, so that the PMB members are elected and can book travel immediately.
Where's the help?
It's only in Houston, so some of us may drive.
Comment over here. Okay, so the first weekend being
calendar. Sorry. It's the first weekend.